Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. First and foremost, I hope you are taking very good care of yourself and having a very good day. Thank you for taking your valuable time to join me on episode 57, Excuses versus Reasons, the Life-Changing Distinction. Is there, in fact, a distinction between those two? That's the first question that you may want to ask yourself. I would strongly suggest to you that there is a very distinct difference between an excuse and a reason. The reason I say that to you is, there we go, the reason I say that to you is, I'm giving you a reason, is because in the very same sentence, I'm sure you've heard this, contemplate it for a moment if you can, has anyone ever said to you, or have you ever said to anyone, is that the reason for your excuse? You wouldn't usually hear, is that the excuse for your reason? By default, you're looking for a reason for someone's excuses. We could then harness the power of that thought, and we could move forward with ourselves, and we could have a dialogue within ourselves to say, do we give ourselves reasons for our own excuses? That then begs the question, if we do give ourselves our own reasons for our excuses, if you and I were to dissect that further and look at the life-changing distinctions between excuses and reasons, reasons or excuses, they're interchangeable, and come to an agreement that there is a life-changing distinction, then indeed, we could both come to the agreement that understanding the difference is not only life-changing, but it is profound. Because when you begin to really look at this on a very deep level, the excuses and reasons that we have in our lives for what we choose to do and not to do, it then becomes the actual fabric of the outcomes in your life. You can do very little without coming up with a reason to do something and an excuse not to. In this episode today, I'm going to focus on that point right there that I made. There's a reason to do something. If you look at life and you begin to harness that as a thought process in your own mind, that you're going to begin to have reasons to do things. That's your distinction. That's your differentiating factor. That's a life-changing distinction. A reason to do something and an excuse not to. When you go forward from this episode today, harness that as your paradigm, if you would like, to keep you moving forward in your life. And that has worked in my life for me. I can only share with you my experiences. It has worked for other people when they've applied it and they've found it to be effective. You may find it to be effective also going forward in things that you are trying to accomplish. When I'm working with an organization or I'm working with individuals, helping people on a personal level, the question that I ask them and the question I'm going to ask you today when you're listening to this, is what is the reason that you would begin to make changes in your life? What is the reason that you may decide that certain things aren't working? There's always a reason. Begin to write down the reasons on a piece of paper. Just get one piece of paper, draw a line down the middle, and put R on the left side and E on the right side for excuses. And then make a list of reasons, really important reasons, as to why you want to accomplish and do certain things in your life. Only you will know your reasons, And for them to be effective, they have to be very personal, and only you will know them. There are only two types of people in this world. People who have reasons for keeping moving forward, and people who have excuses to stop. The reasons that you do something have to be inherent. They have to be part of you. They have to be something that you feel very strongly within yourself. Either it is something that you get an enormous benefit from, it's something that fills a desire that you've always wanted to have fulfilled, it fulfills you emotionally. These are strong reasons to be doing something. Reasons aren't to be set fleetingly or easily or to be taken lightly. Because if you start making the reason that you decide to do something a very powerful statement within yourself, and you begin to inculcate that into your consciousness, into your system, when you tell yourself going forward, the reason I'm going to do this, and you accomplish it, and you keep moving forward with it, you're giving a message to yourself every time you say, the reason I'm going to do A, the reason I'm going to do B is this. Then follow it up with this commitment, and I will not stop until I've accomplished what I've set out to do. Because there's no reason in starting anything that I have no intention of finishing. When you look at starting something that you're going to find an excuse to not accomplish, then starting it was a waste of time. Individuals who are successful, they find a reason to do something and the intestinal fortitude to accomplish it. They are not looking for excuses to stop when the going gets tough. As the saying goes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. If you want to make excuses, they're very, very easy to find. As I mentioned earlier, reasons are highly personal. Excuses, on the other hand, are pretty universal. On the right-hand side of your page, I can make some for you now, which I've heard many times. I don't have the time. It's too difficult. I wouldn't know how to start that. I don't have the money. No one understands me. I've been burnt before. It's hard to trust people. I had a difficult childhood. My upbringing was very hard, and I had a difficult father or mother. We all have our internal stories. We all have our childhood stories. If we are going to allow all these different stories in our past to hold us back, they become excuses. Because you have the ability to give yourself reasons to become a different person. You have the ability to give yourself the reason to become more than you are now. You also have the ability to give yourself the excuses to stay where you are. That is the important distinction between excuses and reasons and why they are life-changing. Understanding that the concept within a reason and excuse is this. You are a self-realized individual. A self-realized individual understands that there is pain involved in making change that makes them better, in letting go of the past and embracing the future. It's not easy when you have to look at yourself and say, the reason that I am this way is because I choose to be this way. That is a hard mirror and lens to look into. But nonetheless, unless you acknowledge the reason that your life is the way it is, and you may have up to this point made excuses to keep you where you are, you're going to stay where you are. Here's the fantastic news. You created the reality you live in now. You have the power and the ability to create the life that you would like to live from this very present moment forward. Grab a hold of the concept that you are, I know you are, and you know you are a valuable, important individual. No matter what anybody has told you about yourself, it doesn't make any difference how bad your day was today or how bad it may be tomorrow. That is not an excuse for you to allow that to inculcate your consciousness. If someone said something terrible to you or something that was derogatory, don't use that as an excuse not to pick yourself up again and say to yourself, there is no reason for me to believe that because I know what I can do. If you want to know more about how to do that, you can listen to episode 47, The Belief Test, Your Path to Personal Freedom. Because I'm going to give myself a good reason to feel good about myself. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to keep moving forward. When you have an attitude that you want to find reasons to validate yourself and you want to find goals that will stretch you, and the reason that you're doing that is because you want to find out what you are capable of, you will find reasons to keep improving. And that is what I want you to really get a hold of in this episode, that there is a major difference between excuses and reasons and how they hold you back. And there is definitely a life-changing distinction between them. Let me ask you a question. Do you like to be around people, have friends that are constantly making excuses for their bad behavior? Do you like to be around people who don't change their behavior and have excuses for not doing that? Or do you prefer to be around people who can explain to you the reason they did something and how they will make sure, or at least try to in the future, see they don't repeat that behavior and it doesn't happen again? Then by being around them, you begin to see there is a very concerted effort for them to do that. So their reason was valid, and you could actually see it in real time that made a difference to your relationship and how you felt about them, and vice versa. You would both share that common ground where you both have reasons for what you're doing, whether it's a personal relationship or a professional relationship, and then there's some adjustment to the behavior that is tangible and you can both relate to and improves the relationship together. A person who is making an excuse to differentiate the two and understand how you can begin to look at people who are giving you excuses for what they do and not giving you valid reasons is because people who give excuses tend to repeat the same excuse over and over again. They may wrap it up in different language, but their behavior remains the same, and they do the same thing, and they give a different excuse. Try this in real time in your own life, in your work environment, in your personal life. Just run the experiment and see if you come to this conclusion. People who remain the same and have very little changes in their life are filled with excuses. Just look around you. It's not something you have to look too far. Year in, year out, pretty much they will complain maybe, and they will always have an excuse as to why things are the way they are. Sometimes you may find, more often than not, the reason is something or someone else. It's because of, or that person did something. There's always the excuse of the external factor that is keeping them where they are. People who have reasons for what they are going to do, or what they are about to do, or what they would like to change, usually don't have the same lives repeating year in, year out, because they can articulate to you and other people what it is they need to change and how they're going to change it. They don't mind putting that out there. They don't mind sharing that information. They don't mind even being held accountable for it. Those people, for the most part, are taking hold of their own fate, their own destiny, who they are. They may have done their own personal development, because there is a certain element of personal leadership and personal development that, as I mentioned earlier, has to take place for you to begin to articulate and dissect the distinct differences between excuses and reasons in your own life and begin to want to internally address them. It's a difficult process at best sometimes, because when we look at what we are responsible for, you and I, that happens to us, it has nothing to do with what has been done to us. It's always about what we are doing to ourselves. And how long we want to keep doing it to ourselves is how long that we stay where we are. The most important thing to understand is that the only person in this world who's going to realize how valuable they really are to themselves is you. When you place that value on yourself, because no one is going to do it for you, it's called self-worth. Any excuses that you had in the past for not being all that you can be, a confident, self-assured, self-realized individual, begin to come into play. Because why would you want to live anything less than that? What would be the reason that you would give yourself for being any less than you could possibly be? Common sense would tell you that you wouldn't. Common sense would tell you that you want to be everything that you can possibly be. The only thing aside from common sense that's going to stop you really harnessing and understanding and putting into practice and application the power of understanding excuses versus reasons and their life-changing distinction is self-sabotage. That is, unfortunately, a sad place that a lot of people choose to live. I personally really don't want you to live there. I want you to understand in this episode that harnessing who you are and diving deep into that very personal space that you own and beginning to work through everything that's holding you back, excuses, and moving into the reasons to live your fullest life will allow you to express yourself in a way you never thought possible, in a way that surpasses even your expectations of yourself. Once you open this doorway into giving yourself reasons to have the life that you know you deserve and the common sense to understand that excuses are going to only hold you back, you'll begin to claim that life with both hands and a firm grip that no one can take away from you. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.